I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hopes for peace are pinned to Lebanon's unity government. The deal, reached in late May, came after weeks of deadly sectarian fighting that threatened to tip into civil war. Sat7's David Harter says their staff is reflecting this new hope in the programming they're producing in Lebanon. Harter says although the country is moving forward,
they need prayer that they'd be able to do that, that we'd have the funding to be able to make the many programs that we'd like to make, that the situation would remain peaceful, and that many people will be drawn to the broadcast and their lives will be touched, they'll be encouraged, and they'll find hope in Jesus Christ.
We turn next to a recent report from the Pew Charitable Trust that finds one out of every 100 Americans behind bars. Crossroad Bible Institute's Dr. David Scheringa says it's a startling statistic.
That's where we come in. Right now we have over 40,000 inmates who are in our discipleship program. It's been proven in scientific research that if a person in prison is engaged in sustained study of God's Word and being discipled, that the recidivism rates can just plummet.
Scheringa says they need instructors, funds, and prayer warriors. Go to our website for details. And 400 sponsored children are receiving Christian education from the Rose of Sharon School in La Playa, Colombia. The 2,000 displaced families who live in La Playa suffer from widespread poverty and unemployment. 1,200 kids don't have access to education, and gangs and guerrilla groups frequently target them. You can sponsor one of these kids through IN Network, giving them meals, school uniforms, education, and a chance to hear the gospel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing in the West, yet few Christians know about it. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide to help you learn and pray. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.